Man, things are happening. You can't deny that things ain't happening. If you don't know we're in the last days, you're an idiot. Bottom line, you're deceived. You know, we're in the last seconds. Things are getting ready to explode tremendously. Tremendously. You know, we've gotten to the point now where all eyes are on Israel. That's exactly how it's supposed to be. It's fulfillment of prophecy. The eyes of the world are now on Israel. Israel was attacked yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Over 5,000 missiles were sent to them. Many people were killed. You know, they keep saying, they got through our defenses. No, man, they let them in. They let them in. There's no way they could have penetrated that technology they have. They let them in. There isn't that way that all their missiles could have hit them so many times. They let so many in. Don't let the news media kid you. Why? Because the Bible tells us that there are those of the synagogue of Satan that call themselves Jews, but they're not. Amen? And God's judgment is now. You know, we are in the fall, completing the fall feast now. We just had Feast of Trumpets, September 15th. Feast of Atonement, the 25th, which is God's judgment, which was continuing. Then the Feast of Tabernacles, which just ended Friday. All of these things are continuous. There's a lot of things that's going on. Amen? Listen, this is biblical, not political. Amen? This is biblical, not political. Get your eyes off of the political. Get your eyes off of what the world says in the news media. They're liars. We got to keep our eyes on the Lord and align ourselves with the Word of God. Because if you're not aligned with the Word of God, you're not going to know what's what. Amen? You know, people are running back to darkness for false comfort. That last song that we sang, Lovers of His Presence, if you're not a lover of His presence, you're not His. And the more you walk with Him, the more of His presence will be on you. See, God wants us in His presence all the time. But your old man doesn't like God's presence. That's why in worship you got to grab it by the throat and throw it into God's presence. Your old man is the offspring of Satan's kingdom, is born in evil, wickedness. That's why when you were a young kid you got called little devil, right? You little devil. We were. We carried the works of Satan's fruits. Rebellious. Amen? Do you ever see little kids when they hang around with each other? They steal each other's toys and call them their own. It's mine. Unfortunately, there's adults right now still doing the same thing. You know, you and I are alive for a specific purpose and reason to be here right now. Right now. You know, the Father seeks those who worship Him in truth and spirit. Amen? So that's why it's so important to become a worshiper. That's why the Word says, forsake not to assemble. That's why the Word says, without revelation, the restraints are removed. Families are being destroyed. Companies are falling. Banks are closing. And wicked is being more and more exposed. But the Bible says judgment comes in the house of God. So you proclaim to be a Christian and you're out there doing stuff you know you ain't supposed to do. Judgment's on you. It first comes with conviction, then chastisement, then judgment. One thing you don't want to do is fall into His wrath. Because there's no escape of that. All those other ones have a way of escape. But you can't escape His wrath. Amen. Go to Matthew 24, verse 3. Now, as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. That's the end of age of grace. Now, grace is God's plan. Amen? Don't let anybody tell you, well, I've been saved by grace. You've been saved because it's a part of God's plan, and you better cooperate with that plan or you ain't going home. That simple. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Hello, Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. Look how many people are deceived out there. Even right now, they still are. We have family members, people we love, that have just been taken captive. They're blinded. They can't see it. They believe Biden is great. It's like, what? Yeah, the economy's phenomenal. Man, what closet you been living in? Verse 5, for many will come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. He's talking about the media. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Is that happening? Well, heck, we just got Israel just now in a war now. Now, think about this before I go further. Where did Hamas and ISIS come from? United States. Who provided them, started them, supplied them? The United States. Obama? And who was the other one? A Biden. Thank you. I keep forgetting he's even here. He doesn't even know he's here. I mean, so that makes it plain and simple. Hallelujah. But think about that. Why? Because the world globalists, the Antichrist regime, they call the deep state, has been ruling this world. Remember, Satan is the ruler of this world. Thank God Jesus came to kick him out of office. And then he gave us the keys. He gave us the power and authority. But see, he said, you must be a follower of mine. That means you must cooperate with him. His rules, his regulations, his word, become disciplined to overcome. See, there's a difference. The more you overcome, the more you'll overthrow. If you can't overcome, you ain't overthrowing. Amen? And we need to overthrow the enemy. Not just overcome him, because he keeps coming back. When you overthrow him, he's history. Amen? Oh, glory. Verse 6, for you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these sign things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, that's ethnic group, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. Is this happening? Yes. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's false prophets. There's great deception. There's earthquakes and famines. There's pestilence. I mean, look, we just went through COVID, right? The greatest lie. That started everything. That started the new era. That started the time clock. Seals were broke. The first seal was busted on that day. Amen? Look, we just had a huge earthquake in Afghanistan. 9,000 people injured, 2,000 killed. We got food and water contaminations. I mean, they're trying to kill us any way they can. If the devil can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with food. He's just trying to kill you. Hallelujah. Again, here we are in the last day of the Feast of Tabernacle. God moves around his feasts. There's a period of time when he moves around his feasts. He's released the death angel already. Look at New York City. They just, on this day, on the feast, they were flooded. New York City got flooded like it's never been flooded before. It was what they call a biblical flood. They were right. God's judgment. I'm surprised it didn't flood out and destroy where Trump's being in court. Amen? New York City flooded like never before. Sicily flooded like never before. Floods all over the world like never before. Again, Israel attack, 5,000 missiles. It's actually a repeat of 50 years ago on the Day of Atonement in Yom Kippur from Hezbollah. September 25th, 2023. Look at think about this. Donald Trump, the 45th president, goes into a gun shop. Everybody's following him. And what does he get? A of 45. I love it. He's saying, I'm coming after you guys. You know? The world wants to conquer Israel. Because Satan hates Israel. Amen? Biden wants to reverse all of Trump's agreements with Israel. All eyes are in Israel right now. And there's a cry that goes out that says, Pharaoh, let my people go. Amen? Let my people go. It says in verse 8, and all things, these things that are beginning of sorrows, and then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. They'll tempt you anyways. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Is that happening now? Yeah. Then many false prophets and false media will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abominations of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him who is on his housetop not go down and get anything out of the house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. I mean, this is where we are at right now. It's phenomenal what's going on. We are watching the fulfillment of prophetic word. Everyone is. But those who are in darkness, who don't know what the heck's going on, they're missing it. They're just still going to work, trying to save for something else to buy. They have no idea that that savings account is about to diminish. The U.S. dollar is about to be diminished. Amen? Everything's collapsing. Why? Because God, this is a sting operation from God. This is not just, like I said, this is biblical, not political. He's exposing, he's removing, he's resetting. He's exposing, he's removing, and he's resetting. Amen? Isaiah 23, verse 15. Now it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. Forgotten, in other words, put aside, not acknowledged. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, you forgotten harlot. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered. What's he talking about? Babylon. He's talking about the harlot of Babylon. Well, who is the harlot of Babylon? United States. And it shall be at the end of the 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire. In other words, she's going to return to her master. And commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Wow. The harlot. Amen? Does everybody see that? Tyre returns to her master. Now, let's go see who her master is. Go to Ezekiel 28, verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre. And say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection. So there's no king that's a seal of perfection except for Jesus. So he's not talking about a human. He's talking about the ruler. Who's he talking about? Who rules the earth? Satan's kingdom. You were full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. There was no kingdom perfect in beauty. God created Lucifer perfect with timbrels. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Was Lucifer in the garden? Yeah. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond. Braille, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with the gold. The workmanship of your what? Timbrels, that's music. And pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Who's he talking about? Lucifer. Amen? You were the anointed cherub. That's not a king, a carnal king, a human king. Amen? Who covers? What was he covering? He was covering the universe with God's praise. He was the praise and worship leader. You were on the holy mountain of God. Why? Because the earth was the center. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. Why? When God created it, Lucifer was there. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God. In other words, you're no longer holding that position as one who holds praise for me. And I'll destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I will turn you into ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a horror and shall be no more forever. That was prophetic. That's not happened yet, has it? No, we're waiting for that. Again, so here's the one that the female harlot, amen, turns to her master. Who's who? Lucifer. Is everybody with me? Revelation 17, verse 1. The one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed a fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. So what was the richest country in the world? We were. Amen? And on her forehead a name was written. Mystery, meaning hidden. Mystery Babylon, the hidden government, a global hidden government. The great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit. When you see beast, it means fallen angel. And go to perdition, and those who dwell on the earth will marvel. Those whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. They're the ones that are going to marvel, because they're not written in the book of life. Amen. When they see the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind that has the wisdom. The seven heads and the seven mountains on which the woman sits. These are also seven kings. Five have fallen and is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue for a short time. The beast that was and is not, and is himself also is the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. He's known as the son of perdition. Amen. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive an authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. 1 hour. That's all they get. How many of y'all know that damage could be done in 1 hour? Globally. These are of one mind, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw, these where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot and make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. In other words, they will turn against her. God will cause that. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. So we see that this was the hidden ruler, the hidden government that we're seeing now being exposed globally. People are finally waking up to the evilness of the world. One of the things that's stopping their power, because they have to shed blood. When they shed blood in a place, it can open up dimensional ports for more demonic spirits to come in. So now that abortion, hello, has been decreased, it's nullifying their power. Not nullifying completely, but it's slowing it down. So what are they doing? They're abducting as many children as possible. But now people are awakening to that. People are going shopping and noticing someone trying to abduct a child, and they're going after them. So there's an awakening to prevent that, because they need to sacrifice. They need to eat flesh. They need to drink blood. And they need to open ports. Amen? Now that it's being diminished, so they're becoming weaker. Hallelujah. Revelation 19, verse 1. And these things I heard a loud voice of great multitude in heaven, saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot, who corrupted the earth with her fornications. He has avenged on her the blood of his saints, his servants, shed by her. Again, they said, hallelujah. Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell and worshiped God, who sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it was written, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of a mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has been made herself ready. Who's his wife? We are the body of Christ. And to her has been granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet and worshiped him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we see here, this is the marriage that God's getting us ready to. See, that all of this is cleansing for the body. Not only is he judging the world, but his judgment comes in the house of God first. He's preparing us for the marriage. And we're going to see all kinds of stuff happen. Amen? But we're not accounted for the wrath. Amen? Leviticus 25 and verse 8. And you shall count 70 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the 7th Sabbath of the years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Well, the Day of Atonement was September 25th. But we have not seen a Sabbath. I mean, we have not seen a Jubilee in years. Why? Because the ruler of the earth has been preventing it. We haven't had a Jubilee. This will be the first Jubilee that we will see. The Jubilee that we are stepping in now will be 3.5 years. And shall make a trumpet to sound throughout all of your land. And you shall proclaim the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possessions, and each of you shall return to his family. So again, this is a restoration. This is a return. What does the Bible say? That the enemy must return to you what? Sevenfoldly stolen. But if you don't know, if you're not in a position, it can't happen. You got to be right with God for anything to work on your behalf. Amen? You must maintain a humble spirit. You must be one who is a lover of his presence, one who seeks him. If you're a seeker, you'll find him. You know, I was, while we were praising and worshiping, I saw multiple doors. Multiple doors. And many people were outside the door calling on Jesus. And Jesus is saying the door is open. But they wouldn't go open the door. The door was unlocked. Come on in. See, presence of God brings you places. But because of their lack of worship, they didn't have the presence of God to get them through the door. And that's what I saw in the vision while we were worshiping. There's so many, I saw all of these lines of doors and all these people standing outdoors. Some of them went in, some of them didn't. Amen? And the ones that are outside the door, the enemy beats up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have just started a jubilee that will be 3.5 years. It's the first, now this is not jubilee for Israel. This is global. This is a global jubilee. Everything is now global. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then what? Sudden destruction comes upon them, as the labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in that darkness that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of the light, sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also do. Wow. Powerful. Listen, we're not accounted for the wrath. Listen, things are going to get crazy here, but they're not going to be crazy for me and you. We are going to prosper and multiply and become more fruitful. But the world won't. This is going to cause jealousy to those who are lost. We are on a parallel right now, the best times and some of the worst times. But we're also in a 7-year period of time till 2030. I really believe that in this parallel, we are on the time of plenty. This will become the time of plenty before the time of famine. Hallelujah. Revelation 3, verse 8. Jesus says, I know your works. See, I've set before you an open door. and no one can shut it. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole earth, the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Powerful. These are the false Jews, bankers, and all those other ones that are promoting the global one world order. Amen. Again, like I said, Israel's technology is probably the highest and most advanced of the world. I can't imagine that this was, they got through unless it was allowed. Somehow it was allowed. I don't know how, I can't explain it, and I'm not gonna. But I can tell you, insider, you know, Netanyahu, we don't know where he serves. He's got a form of godliness, but I doubt it. Amen? Remember, it's biblical, not political. Fulfillments. Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Multitude, multitudes in the valley of decision. The world's coming into the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark. The stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake. The Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no alien shall ever pass through her again. And it will come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord, and water the valley of the Acacia. Egypt shall be desolation, and Adam a desolate wilderness. Because of the violence against the people of Judah, they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, and I will acquit them of the guilt of bloodshed, whom I had not acquitted, for the Lord dwells in Zion. Valley of decision. Many people's homes, they're in a valley of decision right now. Which way to go? I'm going to close at Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image. Now, what's going to be the beast and his image? Artificial intelligence. Amen. And had not received a mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This will be the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and destroyed them, devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night, forever, forever, and forever. Amen? Praise God. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead and the small and the great standing before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. See, nobody gets away with that. Nobody's going to get away with nothing. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. Again, nobody gets away with it. Everybody will stand before the judgment seat of God Almighty. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you certainly don't want your name erased from the book of life. Because he says he blotted out many names. Amen? Because they didn't follow. Listen, again, this is not political. This is biblical times now. We have to be more serious and watchful. We have to be ready. Make sure you're staying connected in fellowship. It's important you stay in the presence of God. We're to be watchers. We're to be watching every single day, every morning. Amen? Be ready. Be ready. Because things are going to get crazy, but we can't be moved. Amen? This is how we'll be the sign and wonder to the world. We're not moved and they are. Father, thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for your warning and preparation. We ask that everything that has been imparted in us today would be protected by the blood and the anointing. In Jesus' name.